Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
You want to step into my world? It's a social psychotic state of bliss. You've been delayed in the real world. How many times have you hit at me? Your cat can't show disfiguration. I want to laugh myself to death. With a big fight, so that's with a big configuration. I'll hold the line while you gasp for breath.
You want to talk to me? You wanna 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 talk to me? Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Welcome to episode number 3 of The Cancer Experience. I am Cancer, your host. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Got a wonderful show planned for you. I'm really happy with the way this one turned out. All kinds of new Cancer Experience original material. I'm sure you're going to be quite impressed. So let's kick it right off with some new material.
Cancer Experience Original.
The following is a Vampire Radio editorial. September 11, 2001. A day in history that Americans will never forget. A day that many of our brothers and sisters fell before an unseen foe. Our president has asked us to unite under a common cause. The eradication of terrorism worldwide. Millions upon millions of dollars have been raised in support of the victims and families of the attacks on September 11th. Wherever you look in America, you can see the brilliant colors of the red, the white, and the blue. However, we at Vampire Radio feel that these efforts are not enough. The United States intelligence agencies are positive that there are several terrorist cells in operation right here in the United States. Our young men are abroad fighting this new threat to America, and it has left our homeland somewhat defenseless. Vampire Radio would like to ask a public service of America's young ladies to this end. It is no secret that hardline, fundamentalist Islamic practitioners are repulsed by nudity. Female nudity in particular they consider to be a sin, especially if this woman is not their wife. Therefore, Vampire Radio proposes that tomorrow night at 7 p.m., all women in America run out of their houses buck naked under the full moonlight. We believe that this will effectively drive terrorists out of America. Vampire Radio appreciates your efforts. God bless this great land. Okay, if you're listening to this program, you're obviously on the internet, because as of yet, this program is not heard on terrestrial radio, although we are working on it. So if you're on the internet and you've got email, you've probably received one of the thousands upon thousands of chain mails that are out there. And it's really infuriating when you get one of these emails. I just don't understand it. People that are otherwise intelligent, logical people send these emails out with the thought, with the thinking that they're going to be getting rich, or some good wish is going to befall them, or someone will fall in love with them, or whatever. And a very brilliant commentary was written by a lady about these emails, and I would like to read it. Hello, my name is Kat. I suffer from the guilt of not forwarding 50 billion fucking chain letters sent to me by people who actually believe that if you send them on, a poor 6-year-old girl in Arkansas with a breast on her forehead will be able to raise enough money to have her removed before her redneck parents sell her to a traveling freak show. Do you honestly believe that Bill Gates is going to give you and everyone to whom you send his email $1,000? How stupid are you? Oh, looky here. If I scroll down this page and make a wish, I'll get laid by every good-looking model in the magazine. What a bunch of bullshit. Basically, this message is a big fuck you to all the people who have nothing better to do than to send stupid chain mail forwards. Maybe the evil chain-leather leprechauns will come into my house and sodomize me in my sleep for not continuing a chain that was started by Peter in 5 AD and brought to this country by midget pilgrims on the Mayflower. Fuck them. If you're going to forward something, at least send me something mildly amusing. I've seen all the send this to 10 of your closest friends, and this poor wretched excuse for a human being will somehow receive a nickel from some omniscient being. Forward all these about 9,000 times. I don't fucking care. Show a little intelligence and think about what you're actually contributing to by sending out these forwards. Chances are your own unpopularity. The point being, if you get some chain letter that's threatening to leave you shagless or luckless for the rest of your life, delete it. If it's funny, send it on. Don't piss people off by making them feel guilty about a leper in Botswana with no teeth who's been tied to a dead elephant. Who the fuck cares?
Got the fucking cable off.
Shit, I'm making. Hey, bring me something to drink.
Yeah, the motherfucking crazy horse to do. That'll work. Damn it, shit on this motherfucker. Oh shit, what the fuck is this?
Hey, motherfuckers, welcome back to the $20 sack pyramid. I'm your host, motherfucking OG Henny Loke, and we're back with our two final contestants, Duck Motherfucking Mouth and Bootney Lee Farnsworth. They'll be playing for a $20 sack of Endo and a $35 gift certificate to the Confit Swap Meet. All right, y'all bitches got 30 seconds to answer 5 motherfucking questions. Lonnie, you ready with that clock? We'll let the games begin.
All right, man. We got to do that shit, man.
Hell yeah, man.
We can do that shit right now. We
got to
do that
watching.
Shit right now. Okay, you ready?
Hell yeah, man.
I'm ready.
Come
you
on.
Ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's go. Endo. Cabby. Buddha.
Should I used to say,
Hocus Pocus.
Oh, things that people smoke.
Right, that shit right there. Oh, fucking ass. Step to me and let me suck your dick.
Things that Tim Dog.
Yeah, that's it right there.
Oh, yeah. Come on, keep going, man. Hurry up.
PCRs, TVs and shit. All them socks and shit. All that box in your room and shit.
Oh, shit, I came up on loot.
That's it right there.
Yeah, that's it. Hurry up, man. Hurry up.
Imbo. Halle Berry.
Bad bitches.
Yo, Annie Clarice.
Oh, bitches, I'm on the fuck.
That's it right there.
Okay,
that's it.
Come on, we're
okay,
fighting.
Okay. I know Doc. Trey gonna do my music and shit. Snoop and me be going to the swap meet.
Oh, I know that one. Things that niggas be saying to get the pussy.
That's it right there. That's it. All right. Give me my motherfucking weed. It's all right there, baby. That's that big. To the. Get my weed. Get my $35 to go to the motherfucking swap meet. Hey. Bitch.
I need the money.
I just love it putting that $35 gift certificate they can give us. Because we came up like all.
Only six?
What? Something like 36?
Who are you boys?
Wait, what is that anyway? Something like 36. Does that include me?
37.
I'm 37?
I'm going to class.
Oh, my God. 37. My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
In a row?
Hey, where you going?
Hey, listen, jerk. Until today, you never even knew how many guys I slept with because you never even bothered to ask. Then you act all nonchalant about fucking 12 different girls. Well, I never had sex with 12 different guys.
No, but you sucked enough dick.
Yeah, I went down on a few guys.
A few?
And one of those guys was you, the last one I might add, which if you're too stupid to comprehend means that I've been faithful to you since we met. All the other guys I went with before I met you. So if you want to have a complex about it, go ahead. But don't look at me like I'm the town whore because you were plenty busy yourself before you met me.
Well, why did you have to suck their dick? I mean, why couldn't you sleep with them like any other decent person?
Because going down isn't a big deal. I used to like a guy we'd make out, and sooner or later I'd go down on him. But I only had sex with the guys I loved.
I feel sick.
I love you. Don't feel sick.
Every time I kiss you, I'm going to taste 36 other guys.
I'm going to school. Maybe later you'll be a bit more rational.
I'm 37. I just
goodbye,
can't...
Dante.
Hey, try not to suck any dick on the way through the parking lot.
All right, that is absolutely great. If you are curious, that's from the movie Clerks. One of my favorite directors, definitely, Kevin Smith. All right, up next, we got another Cancer Experience original, and this is for our friendly neighbors to the north.
Cancer Experience Original.
Our new home in Canada. I'm so excited. It's so beautiful here. The mountains are so majestic. I can hardly wait to see them with the snow covering them. October 14th. Canada. It is the most beautiful place on earth. The leaves have turned all colors and shades of red and orange. Went for a ride through the beautiful countryside and saw some deer. They are so graceful. Certainly, they are the most wonderful animals on earth. This must be paradise. I love it here. November 11th, Remembrance Day. Deer season starts soon. I can't imagine anyone wanting to kill such a gorgeous creature. Hope it snows soon. I love it here. December 2nd. It snowed last night. We woke up to find everything blanketed in white. It looks like a postcard. We went outside and cleaned the snow off the steps and shoveled the driveway. We had a snowball fight. Of course, I won. When a snowplow came by, we had to shovel the driveway again. What a beautiful place. I love Canada. December 12th. More snow last night. The plow did his trick again to the driveway. I love it here. December 19th. More snow last night. Couldn't get out of the driveway to get to work. It's beautiful here, but I'm exhausted from shoveling. Fucking snowplow. December 22nd. More of that white shit fell last night. I've got blisters on my hands and a sore back from shoveling. I think that snowplow hides around the corner until I'm done shoveling the driveway. Asshole. December 25th. Merry fucking Christmas. More frigging snow. If I ever get my hands on that son of a bitch that drives that snowplow, I swear I'll kill the bastard. I don't know why they don't use more salt in the roads to melt that fucking ice. December 27th. More white shit last night. Been inside for 3 days now, except for shoveling out the driveway after that snowplow goes through every time. Can't go anywhere. The car's stuck in a mountain of white shit, and it's so friggin' cold. The weatherman says to expect another 10 inches of the shit again tonight. Do you know how many shovels full of snow 10 inches is? December 28th. That fucking weatherman was wrong. We got 34 inches of the shit this time. At this rate, it won't melt before summer. The snowplow got stuck up in the road, and that bastard came to my door and asked to borrow my shovel. After I told him I already broken 6 shovels shoveling out all the shit he had pushed into my driveway, I damn near broke my last one over his fucking head. January 4th. Finally got out of the house today. Went to the store to get food, and on my way back, a damn deer ran in front of the car. Did about $3,000 worth of damage to the car. Those fucking beasts should be killed. The bastards are everywhere. Wish the damn hunters would have exterminated them all last November. May 3rd. Took the car to the garage in town. Would you believe the thing is rusted out from all that fucking salt they put all over the roads? May 10th. Moved to Florida. Can't imagine why anyone in their right mind would ever want to live in such a godforsaken place as Canada.
Isn't that just perfect, and its description of Canada? Thanks to Smilin' Bandit for helping me out with that one, and of course to Starlight for reading it. We need to go to our first break. We'll be right back after a word from these sponsors.
VampFangs.com, the ultimate combination to satisfy your every need. Fangs, vampire vixens, chats, and so much more. Come see where everyone really hangs out. Chat with people who understand. Come to the place that no one forgets. www.vampfangs.com and experience just waiting to happen.
www.onlysorrow.org. You can help support the Ellen Claire Lawrence Memorial Scholarship by going to www.onlysorrow.org and purchasing their compilation CD. For only $15, you get a CD containing the talent of the Crew Shadows, Audra, Second Skin, the Azoic, and many other great artists, from gothic to ethereal to industrial and even ambient. All proceeds from the sale of the CD go to the Ellen Claire Lawrence Memorial Scholarship. www.onlysorrow.org.
Harmonic Seduction by Cammie Ellen and Darling Violetta. Their latest release, the Kill You EP, features 2 tracks previously heard on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Their latest single, Spoiled and Rotten, will send your heart into a spiral of passion. It only takes a moment to lose your soul to Darling Violetta. The Kill You EP is available now at Tower Records, Amazon.com, DarlingViolette.com, and other online merchants.
The Graffiti Shop, the place to shop in Arizona for unique clothing, accessories, and apparel. The Graffiti Shop carries a huge selection of vinyl, jewelry, incense, footwear, and whatever paraphernalia you may require. Custom silk screening is also available. The Graffiti Shop is located at 414 South Mill Avenue in Tempe, Arizona. Call 480-921-8821 for full product line and services offered. 480-921-8821. The Graffiti Shop, the place in Arizona to shop.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Vampire Radio.
There. Now we feel better.
www.thegothicstore.com is your source for high-quality dark art t-shirts, posters, and other dark gothic merchandise. Only first-rate materials and silkscreen production are used to reproduce original, exclusive dark art by both known and unknown artists. The Gothic Store features a secure online order system, and they accept all major credit cards, personal checks, and mail orders. Visit www.thegothicstore.com today and see why they are a leader in gothic t-shirt apparel.
GothicStore.com is a member of the Better Business Bureau of Southern California.
The Freak Show. Sunday, October 14th at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. of the Freak Show, where nothing is left to chance.
Okay, welcome back. Be sure to tune in for the Freak Show following the Cancer Experience right here on Vampire Radio. That show starts at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. So, coming up not too long after we're finishing up here. Got another Cancer Experience original for you.
Cancer Experience Original.
Is White Trash Trivia! And here is your host of White Trash Trivia, Billy Bob Bacon!
Hello and welcome to White Trash Trivia. Let's meet our contestants. Contestant number one's name is Billy Bo and he's from West Virginia. Welcome to the show, Billy Bo.
Thank you, Billy Bob.
What do you do for a living, Billy Bo?
Well, Billy Bob, I'm a self-employed coal miner.
A self-employed coal miner?
Yeah, that's right. All the coal mines in my part of West Virginia shut down about 10 to 12 years ago. Now I just sneak on in and haul out whatever I can find.
Well, that does sound interesting, Billy Bo. Let's meet contestant number two. Her name is Billy Joe, and she's from Kentucky.
Hiya, Billy Bob.
So, Billy Joe, what do you do for a living?
I'm a lot lizard at the truck stop out on I-65.
A lot lizard?
Well, yeah, you know, a truck stop hooker.
Ah, well, that must be interesting work indeed.
Oh, it sure is, Billy Bob. Get to meet all kinds of interesting people, too.
And our third contestant is Billy John from Arkansas.
Hello there, Billy Bob.
Hello, Billy John. And what do you do for work, Billy John?
Oh, I haven't worked since 1977 and that tractor incident.
Enough said, Billy John. Okay, let's get started. Buzz in if you know the answer. For $100, how many refrigerators can fit on a 20 by 40 foot porch? Billy Bo?
Four.
That's right, Billy Bo. For $200, how many people can fit in the front seat of a 1964 Ford pickup truck? Billy Joe?
Three?
No, Billy Joe, I'm sorry. I didn't say how many people could have sex in the front seat, but rather how many people could fit in the front seat. Billy John?
Well, let's say, with me driving, Billy Buck, my 10-year-old, in the middle. Billy John Jr., my 11-year-old, next to him. My wife, Billy Jean, on the end. Then Billy Jane, our 6-year-old, between her legs. And our youngest child, Billy, on her lap. That makes a total of 12.
12?
Yeah, 12.
I'm sorry, that is not correct, Billy John.
Fuck.
Billy Bo?
Six.
Yes, Billy Bo, six is correct. Next question for $300. How many beers are in a 6-pack? Billy John.
12.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Fuck. Billy Joe.
Six.
That's right, Billy Joe. Next question for $400. Who was the president of the Confederacy during the Civil War? Billy Joe.
Abraham Lincoln?
I'm sorry, Billy Joe, that is incorrect. Billy John.
12.
I'm sorry, Billy John, that is incorrect. Billy Bo.
George W. Bush?
I'm sorry, Billy Bo, that is incorrect. The right answer was Jefferson Davis. Jefferson Davis. And now, for our final question. The score,
Billy Bo with $300, Billy Joe with $300, and Billy John with zero. Now, whoever gets this next question for $500 will win the game and progress to our final round for $500. What is the age of consent in Arkansas? Billy John, 12. That's right, Billy John, you win the game. Come on down here for final white trash trivia. Okay, Billy John, you know the rules. You can bet any part of your money towards the final question. How much are you going to wager? All of it. All right, folks, he's going for it all. Okay, for the chance to go home with $1,000, here is your final question. How many states are in the United States of America? 12. Are you a fucking retard? The correct answer is 50. 51 if you count Canada. We all know they sponge off us more than West Virginia, so they might as well be the 51st state. I'm sorry, Billy John, you lost it all. Join us tomorrow for another night of White Trash Trivia.
Yes, there you have it, White Trash Trivia. We'll see how the response on that goes, and we just might make it a semi-regular skit here on the Cancer Experience. That last little jab at Canada was, of course, free of charge. Up next, yet another Cancer Experience original.
Cancer Experience Original. It is the year 2032. A father and son walk the streets of Lower Manhattan. Approaching the site where the World Trade Center used to be, the father sighs and comments,
"To think that right here used to be the Twin Towers."
The son, not understanding, asks his father,
"What are the Twin Towers?"
The father smiles and looks at the son and explains,
"The Twin Towers were two huge buildings that used to be here until 2001, when the Arabs, well, they destroyed them."
And then the son looks up to his father and asks,
"Daddy, what are the Arabs?"
Okay, well that's it for this week. Another show has come to an end. It went by so quickly, didn't it? I would like to thank Starlight for doing the part of the girl in the Canadian Diary skit. And I would also like to thank Doc Webster, Scarlett, Smilin' Bandit, and Ignivian for making contributions to this week's show. Join me, Cancer, next week for another all-new edition of The Cancer Experience, heard right here on VampireRadio.com. You can hear The Cancer Experience each and every Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific with replays Wednesday nights. Check the Vampire Radio webpage at www.vampireradio.com for full program lineup listings and details. As always, you can send your comments about this program to cancer@vampireradio.com. Tell me you love it, you hate it, you whatever. I accept all criticism. Stay tuned in just 20 minutes. Is The Freak Show with Adam, Brittany, Michael, and Lowell. You don't want to miss that. I'll talk with you next week.